Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Spending a few minutes now with Villanova head football coach Mark Ferrante. His squad coming off a huge win in the second round of the FCS playoffs over Lehigh. Next up, they will travel to the 4-seed Tarleton State coming up on Saturday. And before we look ahead, let's look back, coach. Just a physical battle against a previously undefeated Lehigh team. You guys win 14-7. Get a big turnover late to help seal it. Just what were your takeaways from the game? Just a really gutty performance in a tough place to play.
Yeah, no, they were as advertised. They were leading the country, defending the run, and we were not able to establish a run game like we had been in some previous weeks. But, you know, our guys went out and kept battling, and I love the effort that our guys have been putting forth, not only on game day, but throughout the course of the week in their preparation. I love the resilience of our team. I love the perseverance of our team. You know, so, I mean, we've had two playoff games now, one at home, one away. Totally different types of games. You know, we're going into locker room the first week with a 31-0 lead. So you got to, you know, make sure you don't get lazy, keep your foot on the gas and preserve that and make sure you don't fall asleep in the second half. And then this one, you go into locker room at a 0-0 tie. And so now you got to go in there and, you know, again, keep things steady, keep things consistent, no panic, no pointing fingers at anybody, no blame anywhere. Our guys just went in the locker room at halftime and said, hey, we've been talking about being a second half team all year long because there's some half times we went down into the locker room, you know, down by a score or two. And I think it was Pat McQuaid, our quarterback, said, hey, we're a second half team. Let's come out and prove it and make sure we do what we need to do in the second half to win this game. And we did just enough. We did just enough. To Lehigh's credit, they went in the locker room, probably had the same mindset. They came out and scored on their opening drive in about four or five plays. So they made adjustments and they got good players and good coaches too, you know, so no matter who you face, especially this time of year, it's going to be hard. It's going to be, you know, you got good coaching staffs, you got good players, you know, and all that stuff. So, and what I talked about to the guys that did the game on ESPN, Barrett Brooks was one of them. Robert Lee, I think, was the other. They asked me kind of the keys to the game and I felt we were very evenly matched. I think our defense does a really good job against the run as well, and I think our coaches do a really good job in preparation and getting our guys ready to go. So one of the comments I made earlier in the week was I think it's going to come down to who makes the fewest mistakes because everyone's going to play hard. Everyone's going to play well, fundamentally, tackling well, all those things. And it was hard to put the ball in the end zone on that day for both of us. And we forced two fumbles and recovered them, and they helped open up our first touchdown, you know, gave us a short field after that one. And then it preserved the win because they had the ball inside our 15 with a minute 40 to go, down seven. And we got a fumble and we were able to run a clock out after that. So, you know, those two turnovers really became the difference of the game, because if you look at the game statistically, time of possession, first downs, total yards, all that, they pretty much had the advantage in most of those categories, if not all of them. And thankfully, we got the result we needed by putting more points on the board and not having the turnovers.
You mentioned perseverance, and you're playing an undefeated team at their place. As you mentioned, getting out gained, but you guys, it's just, you found ways to make a couple of incredibly like important plays that kind of changed the leverage of the game. And it's really just a credit to the kids and the coaches, like, just keep battling and find a way, no?
Yeah, that's exactly what we talk about, you know. Just keep moving forward. Just keep trying to get better each and every day, each and every play. And I'm sure Coach Cahill and his staff and his team up there at Lehigh, I'm sure there's some plays they'd like to have back. There's some plays we'd like to have back. You know, we had a couple near misses. They had a couple that maybe they, you know, we stopped them on two fourth down conversions. Our defense came up big. They had the ball at the 2 yard line on one of their drives and they went for it with a muddle huddle type play. It looked like they were going to kick the field goal, but they went for the muddle huddle. That was the opening drive, actually. They ran the, they had the ball for probably 8 minutes or so on the opening quarter. But our guys made the plays when we need to make the plays. And yeah, the togetherness that they seem to play with, because the whole sidelines get excited. You know, sometimes in previous years, or if you watch games on TV, so, you know, sometimes the offense is sitting on the bench when the defense is on the field and they don't even know what's going on the field sometimes. And, you know, and when our guys are making a play, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, the whole sideline kind of gets excited for the guys that are making those plays, as opposed to, you know, the side of ball group or something like that. So I like where our team is right now. I like the togetherness. I already talked about the resilience, perseverance, and effort they've been giving. So, you know, our guys, like you said, just were able to dig down deep and find a way to pull this one out when we needed to.
Specifically defense. You have a good defense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You know, end of sentence. But in two playoff games against the best in the country here, you've allowed 14 points total. What is the defense doing to allow it to play at this level at this time of year?
Yeah, they're playing fundamentally sound. We're covering the gaps. We're not out of position that often. Every now and then, you know, we get hit with something, but we're pretty much playing good fundamentals. Our tackling has gotten much better, you know, because you and I have talked before, Matt, in the spring and preseason, we don't go live much. We just don't have a large enough roster to risk the injury, you know, the risk versus reward, you know. And so sometimes early in the year, and I even see it at the NFL level, you know, I think the play gets better as the season progresses because I don't think a lot of the programs at that level go live either and take guys to the ground. So, you know, tackling is one of the huge base fundamental things that you have to try to be good at, you know, gang tackling, rallying to the ball, and then obviously one-on-one and open field tackling. And, you know, I think we're doing that better right now, you know, and our coaches are doing a great job putting our guys in position to make plays. But, you know, still, you still got to be the guy to make the plays. So the players are the ones making the plays. So, you know, we also talked earlier in the year about how young our secondary was. So now they're getting more comfortable with each other. They're getting more comfortable with themselves because it's a whole new secondary from the three previous seasons. The guys we had back there were all fourth and fifth year guys that have been playing a lot of football for us. And these were the younger guys that were kind of having backup roles. Well, now it's a lot different when you're the starter. You know, Christian Sapp, Garrett Rogan are two of the older guys with Josh Olaremi. They're, you know, playing some safety for us. Julian Talley's a guy we brought over from Penn. He's playing some safety for us. And the corners are all young. Zamir Dewu played some last year. Bostic, Essium, they played some last year, but now they're playing all the time. And they're just getting better, you know, with the experience they now have in week, whatever number week we're in right now, you know. So I think we're fundamentally playing better. I think our guys are doing a great job with their preparation. Our coaches are doing a good job putting them in position. And they're playing hard. They're playing hard. You know, we're flying to the football. We're defending the ball in the air better. You know, we didn't do that great early in the year in a couple of the games, you know, the Penn State Monmouth game. And now we're just getting better playing together and playing more complementary football. So we thought we'd be pretty good on the first two levels of the defense with what we had coming back. And those guys have definitely played well. We've gotten pressure on the quarterback, getting them off their spot a little bit. You know, the Harvard quarterback had a lot of experience. He's the leading quarterback in Harvard history as far as yardage and touchdowns and all that. And we made him uncomfortable. We got him off his spot and things of that nature. So, you know, if we can keep doing that and we've stayed relatively healthy, that's always going to be the key, no matter who you are and who you're playing. This late in the season, no one's healthy, right? Everyone's banged up to an extent. But as long as you're not losing too many guys and you're able to, you know, play with a lot of the same guys, we've stayed relatively healthy. A couple of guys here and there have been out. But for the most part, we've been able to keep some of our depth on the defensive side. So we've been able to rotate people through. And hopefully that helps us keep us a little more fresh for this late in the season.
Everyone you're going to play at this point is not just good, but elite. Tarleton State heading down there. Why are they still playing? What pops when you watch the film?
Gosh, I don't know if you can really pinpoint it. They look pretty good in all the phases. They score a lot of points. They got a good quarterback. They're big up front, good running back. They rotate a couple guys there. Wideouts look explosive, kind of similar to, you know, what we say when we go out and play Monmouth, you know, that level type of wideout. On defense, they have good big interior guys. So they defend the run well. They've been very opportunistic. They've gotten a lot of turnovers. And we've, on the flip side of that, have protected the ball really well. So, you know, the two strengths of each team are kind of going against each other in this one. So we'll see how that plays out. You're heading to Texas. Ball's big in Texas. You know what I mean? So we just want to make sure we do a good job going down there and worrying about how we're playing fundamentally and all the things that we need to do to, you know, execute at a high level. And it all starts with our preparation this week in practice. But they're a really good team. They do a lot of things well. And again, we just got to play our game, protect the football, move the sticks, put the ball in the end zone. I think we're going to have to score some points in this one. And hopefully our defense can continue to keep people below their average because they're averaging a lot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.